everything God has set up and designed for man to live like God, because he was the Son of God. He was God-man. He was Son of Man. Everything God has set up, now is destroyed. God is over here and man is over there, divided. The love of God is far beyond anything we could ever comprehend. But the Holy Spirit can give us a revelation of the love of God. It's far beyond our thinking. This is one thing you should have in your heart to do, to get a revelation of how much he loves you. He says it, but we read it and quote it and know how to say it. We know where it's found. One of the most quoted verses in the Bible, for God so loved the world that he gave his what? Only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Well, let me get started. This love wouldn't quit. This love fixed everything for us again. Now it's up to us to get this truth, this revelation in our hearts and walk it out in our lives every day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So listen. In this area, when we learn how to take possession of what God put us in possession of, then we can turn cities upside down. You ever notice the average or saint in churches, you come up with a project or something to do, the first thing come to their mind, that's too much, I can't. God wants to change that in this generation. That you don't even think like that. If God said it, I can do it. That's the attitude. That's the way he wants you to think, act, and do. So, there have been much said about giving and receiving, but I think it needs to be clear in the heart of the believer so they won't try to go on what somebody else has said. You go on what you know. And this revelation of truth is for you. So it's time for you to do what? Take back or take in your possession what's rightfully yours. You were not created for poverty and lack. You were not created to live like someone in the ghettos. You're created to live like kings and queens. You're created to live like champions, masters, rulers. Amen. So, having said that, I want to get started. Most, I believe, don't you listen to this statement, I believe that most of us that believers that have heard the word, we have learned pretty much how to give. We understand giving pretty good. We don't have it fully, but we have learned something about it. We have learned how to give. Now we must learn how to harvest. That's been my problem. That's been where it used to be a problem, but I learned and God is showing me how to solve that problem. We must learn how to harvest. I remember all of my children, because they didn't get toys like bicycles and stuff like that until they was older. And I think most of them we purchased, I think I'm right, maybe one of them may have had a bicycle, but I think we started buying them bicycles when we was in Tulsa. And they were pretty good-sized kids. But they had to learn how to ride those bikes. We brought them home. Amen. And we taught them. We had to take time to teach them other things. Then they come up, I don't know what this, what is, anyway, I think it called, what, Atari? Is that what, Pac-Man? That was the first one I remember with this, all this stuff. We didn't have, they taught me on that one. And I kind of liked it. And I use my authority on it. He said, how do you do that? I made them go to bed. See, they had to take turns. They had to take turns to play because it was, we had a pretty full house. And so what I would do, because I wanted to play it too. Y'all laugh at me. And I make them go to bed. I had it all to myself. Well, let me get back to my subject. We're talking about learning. We have learned to give. You heard that. But I want to go into some detail. It's up to you to get the Holy Spirit. What you're saying today, help me get the revelation of it, because you have to get this in your spirit. You can hear it with your head, and it just pass right on by, and you still keep doing the same thing you've been doing in the past days, months, weeks, and years, months, years, and so forth. So he said, Now we must learn how to harvest. Have you noticed the farmer that plants the crop, his crop in the spring and how it grows during the summer months? And during that time, the crop matures. And in the fall, when it is matured, when it has matured, it is ready for what? Harvest. But it doesn't come and get into the barn by itself, does it? But the farmer that's planted the crop knows when the crop, what? Mature, materialize, or get ready for harvest. They know exactly when to get ready, right? He knows when it's ready for harvest, but it doesn't just come get in the barn. Into the bonds of his own. The farmer has to do what? Go and get it himself, herself, or themselves. Hello? If we have that much smarts in the natural, do you think it possible that we could have that kind of smarts in the realm of the spirit? I didn't hear no answer there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, we must learn how and when to get our harvest when it matures. So we sow in faith and we reap in faith. We sow how? In faith. See, you got to understand that I am a spirit. Say, I am a spirit. I communicate with God through my spirit. God communicate with me through his spirit. He teaches me. His ways by His Spirit. God is a spirit, so am I. We communicate in that realm through the Spirit. Hallelujah.